Hello, going back. Second boo. Yeah, so I ordered the Hutch and Run. I've researched again very carefully, but I don't think I researched the right things, but that's another story. So I phoned the local RSPCA and asked if they had any guinea pigs. And the woman was incredibly apologetic and said, look, I'm really sorry, this is so rare. Normally we have loads, but all of a sudden everybody wants guinea pigs. And we have none left. We have two left actually in the shelter and they're reserved. So that was good. And I kept thinking, I had a couple more rescue centres that would have been a fair drive away. I had details from them, but I kept thinking back at those little babies in Pets at Home. And when the Hutch arrived, I couldn't contain myself any longer. And rather than wait for Acrobat to build it, I ended up building it myself, except that I got stuck on the roof bit and had to get him to come and help. And then drove out to Pets at Home and got all the bits, came back again, drove back out again to Pets at Home and bought two little adorable guinea pigs who are very, very shy and timid. That they after this is day three and they're just about, they're hiding again now because they've had a bit of a traumatic morning, but I'll explain that in a bit. But they're just starting now to enjoy a little bit of cuddle time. And this morning when breakfast came, they actually didn't hide from us. They actually came and put little paws in the bowl, waiting for the new food to come in. I thought that was adorable. But yes, I am adjusting to having furry pets, and I feel very lost and at sea, a bit like when they first give you you've just had a baby in the hospital and they say, yes, you can take it home now, you're completely responsible for this being. And I'm feeling that slight over-anxious panic. I almost lost one yesterday. I'm putting them in the run, and one of them managed to leap out of my hands and then dashed for a bush in the garden, and if she'd reached it, I'd have never got her back out again, but fortunately I managed to catch her. Yesterday I noticed, and looking back at photos, actually I had her earlier, but because they were hiding, I hadn't noticed. Bramble has got a gunky eye. So I tried bathing it last night in some cool boiled water, assuming it's the same as a baby. But it wasn't improved this morning, so I took her to the Pets at Home vets just to get them to check it out. And we've got some antibiotic type eye drops now. I'm not sure what they're called. Tiacil. I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to keep it in the fridge. I'll have to check that. No, it doesn't seem to be. Yes, so, and I've got to pop those in a guinea pig's eyes, who's not particularly that keen on being cuddled long term. But to be fair, she's been really, really good at letting me wash her eyes, so I'm hoping that won't be too tricky. I'm really trying hard to resist buying lots more stuff for them. And I got that's starting to laugh at me because I've now changed my mind about all the things we need, and these are the most spoiled guinea pigs alive. I'm not very happy with the Hutch I've chosen. It looked fine when I was building it and when I ordered it. They're babies, so they don't need a lot of space at the moment, but it does seem very, very small. And I think possibly next year I'll invest in a much bigger Hutch. I'll also get one where the mesh bit opens up, because at the moment you can only attack them from the roof. And of course, guinea pigs being typical prey animals panic if they see something coming overhead. I think you need to approach them from their level at the front, and you can't because the mesh bit doesn't open. I also don't like the ramp and the of the two-tier system. It takes up an awful lot of space on the level. It's a pain to line around with the newspaper, and it's just a mess. So I think I prefer a single level one. But we will bring them in the winter and put them in a very big cage, and I'll research that a lot more carefully now, I know what I'm doing. I've also ordered some fleece to use instead of newspaper and sawdust, because it's just so messy, and I think it would be easier to absorb everything and easier to clean. I can just pop it in the washing machine every now and then. But anyway, I'm running out of time. I won't do another one. I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.